Earth and Sky.
The habitable zone is a pretty simplistic concept. I mean, that's all we can do at the moment.
You are listening to astronomer Jill Tarter, director of the Center for the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence Research.
It's our Goldilocks story. You get too close to the planet, it's too hot. Get too far away, it's too cold. But there's a region where it's just right, and you can imagine having liquid water on the surface. And that's to first order what the habitable zone is.
Tarter said we might be able to find life beyond a star's habitable zone.
We're realizing that the satellite of Jupiter, Europa, probably has twice as much water and brine as all the oceans on the Earth, and it's been there under ice for 4.5 billion years, and there's liquid water. Goodness, maybe there's life there.
And that's surprising because Europa has no known liquid water at its surface.
So for me, when I use radio telescopes to try and find evidence of someone else's technology, an intelligent species or their machines transmitting, I can bypass all that because I find the technology and then I infer the intelligent technologists and then we go looking for where that signal might be coming from.
I asked Tarter what contact with life out there might be like.
I expect to be surprised. Nature has been far more inventive than astronomers ever have been.
That's astronomer Jill Tarter, and we're Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.